Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More than 60 youth livestock exhibitors were recognized for their hard work during the new Kentucky State Fair Championship Drive. North American Assistant Manager Catherine Riley says the drive that was held August 23rd in Broadbent Arena was a huge success, with the best of the best chosen in steers, swine, goats, and sheep.
We were able to replace our sale of champions, which kind of congratulated the exhibitors, the champions, and reserves from each species, and kind of took that to another level and represented each class or division winner in those shows in one big event in that championship drive. And so instead of just recognizing 8 exhibitors, we were able to recognize over 60 exhibitors. I think the exact number was 64 this year.
Riley adds there was quite a crowd watching the championship drive in the arena and online.
We had probably around 2,000 people actually in the stands and around the ring. And then we also livecasted it on Facebook Live, and Willoughby's Livestock live streamed it on the internet for us, and we had over 12,000 live views of it.
She notes the winners ranged in age.
Really, all of them are big winners. Just to be able to win their class and then to move up into division. I think our youngest winner this year was Ty Jones. He had Champion Lamb, and he's about 10. And then all the way up to Gary Taylor with the steer, and he's 17, 16, 17.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Riley says thanks to a number of sponsors, each class winner that participated in the championship drive will receive a nice premium.
So all of them will receive at least class winner or division winner money, and then our top five had additional premiums, which was about the same as it usually is coming through the sale. So, for example, the steers brought, I think, $16,000 and $14,000 for grain and reserve, and they'll still get 60% of that, and 30% will go to back to those class winners in that species, and then the final 10% goes to the State 4-H and FSA Foundation.
She adds, with one championship drive under their belt, organizers can begin building an even better event next year.
Now that we've actually done one and we've seen one, we're able to promote it a little bit better and really explain a little bit easier kind of what's going on and how many kids are actually recognized.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.